ride was long. Where do we go? Ride was long. Hey, po, but the ride was long. Where do we go? Knees getting weak, and my gun might blow. But ride was long. Where do we go? Ride was long. Hey, po, but the ride was long. Where do we go? Knees getting weak, and my gun might blow. But ride was long. Where do we go? Ride was long. Hey, po, but the ride was long. Where do we go? Knees getting weak, and my gun might blow. But ride was long. Where do we go? Ride was long. Hey, po, but the ride was long. Where do we go? Knees getting weak, and my knee gon' be all.
So season 2, episode 2, we decided to interview DJ Lola, aka Lola the Don. She's doing some dope things, and specifically she had an event that was curated for Black women with anxiety, and I think that's extremely important. It aligns with Hip Girls Podcast mission of supporting Black women holistically. So this was probably like one of the most informative interviews. If you wanted to learn about anxiety, mental health, and just the healing components of community, music, sisterhood, food, and everything else that goes along with your journey of becoming a wholesome person. So I really dig the content. I really dig the conversations. We share personal stories, and I hope you enjoy it. Check it out. All right, so we are here. This is Hip Girls Podcast, and I'm Aza.
This is Zoe.
And we have a special segment called Support Black Women. And we have a special guest with us, Lola, DJ Lola.
Hey. What's up?
What's good, Lola?
Everything.
Everything. And
so good.
We're excited to have you on the show. It's been a minute. We were supposed to connect a while ago, but you're doing some great things in the community, and we want to highlight that.
I'm doing my due diligence, I feel like, within the community, just trying to walk in my purpose and do what it is that I believe the Lord has for me to do. Mm-hmm. Some of the things I'm sure we're going to touch on in more depth as we continue, but, you know, I have a support group for women with anxiety, Black women specifically. I have a health and wellness organization called Sociology Care Company. And just really focused on things, all things mental health,
right?
Especially within the Black community, helping people find resources, mm-hmm. as you know, it relates to that. And so, trying to heal and help.
Come on. So, like, tell us about the how did you start on this path?
What made you want to get in depth with anxiety? Specifically.
Yeah, that's a really good question. That has a few answers. First of all, I have found that oftentimes, we don't choose things, they choose us, right? Mm-hmm. And so whenever talking about this particular path, I always say that I didn't choose it. It just kind of chose me. And it's been many times I've tried to run from it, and it keeps coming back. So at this point, I'm submitting to it, and I'm just, you know, I'm identifying it as my purpose.
When you say it chose you, was it like a specific event, or was it reoccurring events, or was it just like something you couldn't shake?
I think a little bit of it all. A little bit of it all. I think it was, you know, definitely various events, various parallels, various, you know, situations that I found myself in, jobs that I found myself in that just kind of lended themselves, or, you know, lent themselves. Is it lended or lent? I don't even know. You know, gave themselves to helping others, specifically as it relates to mental health. And it's funny, I've only really realized that now in hindsight. Like, looking back, I'm like, oh my goodness, I worked for, I graduated from UMSL, University of Missouri, St. Louis.
Okay.
Yeah.
What'd you get your degree in?
Back in 2015, I got my degree in sociology. Okay. So I always tell people that I was a baby social worker. I wasn't an official social worker, but I was a case manager, and I did a lot of things that were related to that of a social worker. I found a lot of resources.
See, that's what I dig about you, because like when we met, like I picked up on that energy, and I was doing the same thing with the Department of Mental Health.
Right, I remember that. I remember that.
So it's just like, I think it's always interesting when you have a person, but they have like this dynamic about them,
right.
So it's like you're a professional, but like you still doing your thing,
right,
to keep you alive.
Absolutely. And the demographic that I serviced at that time, it was adolescent boys who were struggling with addiction, so substance abuse, and it was the heaviest job that I've ever held in my life.
Yeah, I remember you saying that.
Equally the most rewarding. Not monetarily. Won a lot of pay.
Right. It's never a lie.
It's never a lie. But, you know, the reward was in the relationships that I built. Actually, that was about 5 years ago, and some of those kids still call me, you know, and
that's
check
real.
In with me. And that's what I gained from that. But, yeah, you know, transitioning from there and realizing that, you know, I it was heavy work. I couldn't necessarily see myself doing that for the next 30, 40 years of my life at the pay rate that I was, you know, getting. And so I dibbled and dabbled in other scenes, helping profession scenes, if you will. So, like, I worked for Mercy Hospital, and then I worked for Total Access Urgent Care. And then I realized I want to go to nursing school. I want to be on the more clinical side of the health profession, more hands-on in that way. And so I'm in nursing school now, and
confetti.
Yeah. We'll see how that goes.
I was gonna say, with that, with like the path that you take now, do you feel like you are going to like continue like the side jobs that you do now with everything? Like, you just recently had an event. Let's go into that. And how did that turn out, and what did you get from that?
So that's a two-part question, so I'm gonna answer both. So first, I'll say as far as, do I feel that I will continue with the side jobs, I'm a hella type A personality. And in being a type of personality, I like everything to be organized, right? Sometimes to a fault. And so when I think of my side jobs or side hustles or just side passions, you know, especially as it at this point in my life, I'm trying to make it all interconnected and make it all relate.
Hell yeah.
You know, I think that if I do that, it's going to make me want to continue to pursue those that much more. If it all is just like one big, you know, and it all relates. And for me, the thing that it needs to relate on is mental health and helping people. So that's the kind of the place that I'm in with it right now. So the big event that I just had, I partnered with two powerful Black women. One her name is Alana Flowers, Alana Marie on Instagram. And then another lady, her name is Shiraz Gorman. And Shiraz Gorman is like the shit. She's super powerful. She,
shout out to them.
She has done TED Talks. I don't want to get her bio wrong, but I know that she has worked with Spike Lee and like she was on the Black Girls Rock campaign with BET back in the day. And you know, she's just done a lot of things as far as Black women are concerned and uplifting us and just, you know, kind of giving us a voice.
Word.
And so I partnered with them and we created a group called Black Women with Anxiety because we felt that it was overdue. It was super overdue. It's a lot of us as Black women. The narrative has been for us to be silent, be superhuman, be superwoman, carry the weight of the world on our backs, carry our men, carry our babies, and carry everything, carry generational traumas, be silent, and just move about life as if we are, you know, unscathed or untouched or unbothered by it. And that's not, you know, that's not real.
Right.
So we wanted to create a safe space for women to come and to just let it out, to breathe, to divulge, to be around like-minded individuals who can, you know, pour into her and love on her.
I think it's really important that we talk about safe spaces.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely when it comes to like just Black people in general, but specifically Black. So what I was saying was, it's very important for like us specifically, because I feel like it's our responsibility to create safe spaces for ourselves.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Nobody is going to do that but us. When you look at the rate of Black women missing.
Oh, yeah.
It's ridiculous. Like they say, like every like 6 minutes, a Black woman is like missing, human trafficking, and so it comes to like we don't feel safe.
Absolutely.
And so, and we don't admit that. So when you create this safe space, I feel like that's the most noblest thing that True Ladies are doing. You know, we try to do it with Black Girl Heal, and then just even more. What we doing right now.
Absolutely.
Because we're intentional with it.
Absolutely. Intentionality. That's one of my words for 2020.
Yeah.
Just being intentional with everything.
Like, I'm vulnerable and I'm honest.
Absolutely.
And, you know, I want to be transparent.
Absolutely.
So let's talk about this. What is anxiety? Because can you educate us?
Yeah, for sure. Now let me put the disclaimer out there. I'm not, you know, a clinician. I don't have those letters behind my name as of yet. I am working on that nursing degree, but what I will say is, based upon the information that I've gathered thus far, and then, you know, putting my own little twist on what anxiety is for me. Anxiety is an overstimulated response or an overactive response to an unknown environment. So if you think about it like that, your brain is in overactive mode or overstimulated mode, i.e. worrying about something that is unknown. Okay. You know, so, you know, some of the ladies in the group identified their anxiety being related to death. Some people said that they had relational anxiety.
Yeah.
You know, some people said that they had anxiety as it relates to their job. But if you really break it down and think about it, a lot of the anxiety stems from, I don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I don't know what's going to happen. And you can even think of, if we talk about the specific topic of relational anxiety, let's give the example of, you know, a young lady who has left a toxic relationship. Kudos to her for getting the hell up out of that, but she may have anxiety about the future because even though that toxic relationship was painful, it was familiar.
Right.
And so she's like, I don't know how to move forward. I almost would rather stay in the toxic relationship because at least there's the comfort in knowing what's going to happen.
Mm-hmm. So would you say it's rooted in trauma?
I think that anxiety can be. I don't want to put a full blanket, you know, over it and say it just always is.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that it definitely is influenced by our inner child.
Okay.
I think that anxiety definitely stems from experiences that we have had as, you know, children or just in our journey throughout life, you know, kind of growing up at, you know, wherever within life we experienced our first bout of anxiety. It's funny because since we've established this group, Shiraz, Alana, and myself, we meet frequently and mm-hmm. we sit and we divulge and we kind of talk about our own, you know, battles right. with anxiety and where we feel that it has stemmed from. And it's really kind of got me thinking about my own, and I'm starting to realize places in my life where anxiety came up as a child, as a teenager, in college, that I hadn't even realized. Okay. You know.
So I want to ask this question, because if you don't mind, I might get personal.
That's okay. Let's get personal.
Okay. So what does anxiety look like? So, like, in my mind, I've been around certain sisters, and, like, they'll be, like, they're breathing. Mm-hmm. Like, how does it affect the biology, like, of the body?
Very good question, especially for somebody that is in training.
You know right. what I'm saying? Because I try to identify, like, wow, she's having an anxiety attack.
Yeah, for sure. Mm-hmm. Or a panic attack.
A panic attack.
For sure. So, again, it's not something that we can actually place this all-encompassing blanket on and say, you know, oh, they're doing this right now. That's anxiety. It actually manifests itself differently for everyone. And okay. it was shown in this, in our first Black Women with Anxiety support group session. Mm-hmm. We openly talked about what anxiety looked like and felt like for us, and every woman's response was different. So some people said that there was a girl in there that shared that anxiety exists within her extremities. So she said that she feels tingling in her fingers and her feet. Mm-hmm. And to her, that was symbolic of it trying to, whatever this you know, fear is, trying to leave her. It's trying to get out, but it doesn't know how. For me, when I experience anxiety, it specifically is in my stomach. It feels like a roller coaster ride.
It's in my stomach too.
Yeah, you know.
In my gut.
You can relate. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. It's in my gut. It feels like I'm going down on a roller coaster and it's not stopping. Like, I'm mm-hmm. just down. It's a free fall. We're just going down. You know, other ladies talked about it being in their chest being tight. We talked about the clenching of the teeth. I definitely could identify with that.
Right.
You know, the clenching of the teeth, the furrowing of your brows. Sometimes if we take a step back and we just, you know, pay attention, because we're not realizing sometimes that subconsciously mm-hmm. we are tightening our faces or clenching our teeth or fists, you know. And then if we take a step back and realize that, or somebody points it out, we can say, oh shoot, you know, it's times I catch my boyfriend, he'll be clenching his fists, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe he's stressed out about something, maybe he's thinking about something, maybe he's feeling anxious in that moment, but I will put my hand on his and just kind of ease his fist from being balled up, like, relax, it's okay.
Like that.
So
I'm gonna share a story, and if y'all want to share, it's fine. So I remember, because I always kind of try to, like, control my energy and be chill. Mm-hmm. But one day I was just, like, very anxious for some reason. And I was at a post office. I don't know. I was mailing some stuff off. And then it's like, it was something as simple as, like putting a stamp on an envelope and, like, sealing it. Mm-hmm. And I was, like, rushing. Mm-hmm. And I'm, like, fucking up. And the lady was, like, it was an older lady. She just touched me. Mm-hmm. Like, she literally just touched me.
Yeah.
And she was, like, slow down, baby. And I'm like, what am I rushing? Like, and she looked me in my eyes, and she was just like speaking to my soul. She was like, you're not gonna send this. She was like, you're not gonna send this envelope off like this. I'm gonna get you a new one, and you're gonna take your time.
Absolutely.
Breathe.
I like that.
And I was like, damn, like, I'm the one that's always, like, trying to point it out, but it just mm-hmm. happened to me. And so in my mind, I wrote an article about it. I feel like we try to go somewhere. We're trying to go into the future and go somewhere where we're not. Like,
absolutely.
Like, we're trying to rush. And I don't know if it's, like, technology or overstimulation.
I think it's a little bit of all of that.
Yeah. But it's like we're always trying to, like, get there before we're there.
The idea of perfection. My mom always says anxiety is the byproduct of trying to play God.
Yes. Mm. That's me.
Or trying to run the world.
That's me.
One of the two. Yeah.
That's me.
Yeah.
I would say, but anxiety for me, I've had anxiety for a long time. It was recognized when I was probably like 21. Mm-hmm. And I was on medicine for it for a while, but then I had got off of it, and I just had to learn how to, like, cope with it, do different things. Mm-hmm. I would say recently with my anxiety, having a child, mm-hmm. it came back. Mm-hmm. And at night, I would, like, have breathing issues and be up all late. And I would just worry. Like, I felt sick.
Yeah.
Because I was just worrying so much. And I was like, what am I, like, what is it? Why do I want to go to sleep? Like, what is it? What's going on? So I had went to a therapist, and she was telling me, I was telling her about it, and she was like, I think you have a fear of letting your child be. Mm-hmm. And she was like, I was telling her, like, I'm so afraid of something happening to him because I've never really had anyone to look
after. Your first time mother, too.
And she was saying, like, yeah. What you have to do is basically let your child be. You were picked as a parent, you know, to be like this guide, this guidance for them. Mm-hmm. But you always want to pray over your child before you go to sleep. That's the best thing to do.
Absolutely.
She was telling me that too.
Absolutely.
Like, just pray over
mama.
And
yeah.
then she was saying, like, just, you know, once you do that and you just put in your mind that he's always going to be okay, you mm-hmm. know, as long as you are okay.
Absolutely.
So I took that, and, like, it just went away. Mm-hmm. And I was like, damn, I was so afraid to, like, my child to go to sleep by himself, to shit, cough. Mm-hmm. It was just so little. It was so much. And I'm like, am I having, like, the blues or something? But it was really pure, like, anxiety.
I like that you just shared that, too, because I think it's a lot of women that feel that way, you know, that have children, and they can relate and identify, you know, with that, and relate to and identify with that, and they might feel like they are the only ones who feel that way, or that mm-hmm. they're alone. So for you to have just shared that, and just period, the fact that all three of us are, you know, speaking out and saying, yeah, this is something that we've experienced, this is something we've struggled with, I think more people are going to be able to say, you know what, me too. Mm-hmm. And that it also brings me to back to those side, you know, passion projects, if you will, that I'm involved in, such as DJing, such as this Black Women with Anxiety support group, such as Sociology Care Company, my health and wellness group. I want people, I am more vocal about my anxiety at this point because I want people to know that anxiety doesn't just look one way,
mm-hmm.
you know. Depression doesn't just look one way, yeah. you know. We're all human. We all are living this life and experiencing trials and triumphs, you know. And so because of this, some of us more than we know experience things like anxiety. And I want people to know that just because you are, you know, a world-renowned model, or you right. are a rapper or a singer or an artist or a doctor yourself or a therapist,
mm-hmm.
You too can experience anxiety, and nothing is wrong with you.
So
that.
This is the term functional.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's like functional depression,
mm-hmm.
functional anxiety.
Mm-hmm.
It's because, I mean, you got to get up and you got to provide for your family.
Yeah, that's a whole nother thing, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And until you had that breaking point. And then, but that's kind of what you're talking about, preventive. Like, we don't want to meet our people when they always in a state of crisis.
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And so I think it's very important that you had touched on, like, your passion projects, which are outlets, which are expressions.
They are.
You know, because my son, he's 10, my oldest son, and he has anxiety. And I'm just now, like, admitting it, you know? But I'd be like, he's like, his breathing. And the doctor was like, you know, there's signs of anxiety. And I was like, I know. So I'm trying to encourage him again to paint.
Mm-hmm.
He's into, like, making beats and mm-hmm. stuff like that, sports. So he can learn how to transfer that energy.
I'm glad that you are, to hear that you are recognizing that, though, now.
Yeah.
One of the ladies in the support group also shared that she identified, I think her child is close to your child's age,
mm-hmm.
and said that she's starting to see signs of it as well in her child.
Yeah.
And that's, think about it. How many mothers say that? How many mothers recognize it? How many mothers, if they do recognize it, admit that, you know?
Right.
And then it goes untreated, and then it just begins to grow, and then they become an adult, and now they have, you know, this full blown anxiety that
and then it manifests to something else.
Absolutely.
You know.
Absolutely.
So let's talk about more of like the preventive care and some things, some coping skills.
Yeah. The one thing that I believe is just foolproof, and it's actually something I've been thinking about this entire conversation, which is funny, but mindfulness, staying in the moment. So if you know, practicing mindfulness essentially alleviates the wonder of what if, or what is the future. If you're staying in the moment, if you're trying to stay in the moment, so focusing on the here and now, and that could be you know, as simple as just stopping and breathing and recognizing, like, we have this candle, you know, lit right now, and it smells
cinnamon
good.
Cinnamon pecan swirl.
Yeah, and it smells good.
3 weeks.
It looks good. It's a vibe, you know. Just breathing the air, recognizing and noticing, like, what you're breathing, or listening to your surroundings, just being in the moment.
May I share something?
Yeah.
One of my favorite hip hop albums, and then I want to know your hip hop album, is Common, and it's called B. And the Kanye West produced it, but sonically, it's just like black people, like we always show. And then with Queen and Slim, Lena Waithe had a dialogue where she was like, why do black people have to be excellent? Why can't we just be?
I love that. I love that.
I thought that was so profound. I was like,
I love that.
Yes.
Love
that. And I went back to the Common album, and every time I go to Chicago, I listen to that, and I was just like, we have to just be. Like, just,
we haven't been allowed to. We haven't been allowed. And that goes back to my initial statement about, especially black women, we are expected to be superhuman. We're expected to be supermother. Or superwoman. We're expected to be the protector, the provider, the support, the counselor, you know, the doctor,
right?
Just the everything. And then it's like, well, what about us? You know, what about us? What am I saying? And we still got to make the money and make sure that everybody is fed, you know. And so it definitely is something that can exacerbate and increase anxiety. And I love the idea of, like, just be. One of the things that we talked about in the support group was giving yourself permission. I have permission.
I love that.
We were talking about naps and how there's generational, like, seriously, like, we laugh at it, right? But there's generational trauma surrounding the idea of naps. Mm-hmm. Think about it. When we were kids, we were not allowed to take naps. At least I don't want to speak for everybody. I'm going to speak for myself.
Yeah.
But we were told, you know, when you come home, you take your clothes off and you sit down and you do your homework, and you better not take a nap or whatever, you know. And so as we've gotten older, we have this mentality of, if I sleep, I'm not being productive. If I take a nap, I'm not being productive. I need to produce. I need to do this. Exactly.
I'm a nap queen.
I'm
a nap queen. It's our birthright. It's my birthright.
It's basically your body telling you that you need to slow down, basically. Reset your mind for an hour.
Absolutely.
And just come back into what you were doing.
I always say, how am I supposed to pour into someone else if my cup isn't full?
Right.
My cup can't be full if I'm not recharged. I can't be recharged if I don't take a nap, if I don't sleep, if I don't rest. It's my birthright.
Yeah, and that goes with the stigma of just being black in America, period. I mean, you know, the 400 years of slavery and how black people was depicted as being lazy.
Right, exactly.
All of that.
We are expected to be excellent.
One in three Americans are sleep deprived.
Of course.
And this is why the caffeine business is
so big.
And the energy drinks are so big, is because we sleep deprived.
And I want to ask that, we're expected to be excellent, but it's made extremely hard for us to be excellent at that. So then we push even harder to try to, it's like the hamster in the wheel.
You know what I mean?
But I always say, like, in life, if you haven't had a breakdown, then eventually you will.
You will. Yeah, I agree.
And I think that's just like you said, overdoing everything, mm-hmm. like just pushing yourself so much, you end up having a breakdown,
mm-hmm.
and you really have to break in life.
Love it.
You have to, because if you don't
pump them brakes,
all you're gonna do is basically crash.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you don't want to crash. So I definitely understand when we say like black women are really like pushed,
mm-hmm.
and set to a high standard. And that's another thing with me is like the fear of the unknown, but also like trying to be excellent. Like why am I trying to be this, like this person, like. And I have to realize that I can't be there all the time.
You can't. And then it goes even deeper. Especially like you mentioned, Asla, is it a technology or the overstimulated brain? And then we have social media and,
mm-hmm.
oh man, the black woman is just beat down. Even though I believe that we are coming into a space where we are uplifting one another.
That's right.
But we are beat down. We are compared to every other race. We are told that exotic is right and we're not, you know, and no shade to anyone else, but we as black women have felt like we've had to compete to be seen,
yeah,
to shine.
Compete with our men also.
We compete exactly. Exactly. And so it's unfair. Like we want to be able to just kind of stop and just breathe.
And just breathe. Yeah.
So the coping mechanisms, mindfulness, practicing mindfulness, journaling, you know, something else I like is getting grounded. So like taking I'm a Pisces. Like water and just in nature and things like
it.
That. Take my shoes off, put my feet in the grass. If you ain't with all the hippie shit though, you just
get with the hippie shit.
Get with the hippie shit though. Yeah.
But if,
like I love it. But if you're not with it, and you take nothing else away from this, I think the idea of just getting still and just taking in the moment is important. Just being, like you all said, just mm-hmm. stop and just be like you are who you are and nobody mm-hmm. else is you, and it's and you are beautifully uniquely made.
That's 100.
You have things to give to this world.
And so one of my coping mechanisms is like affirm is probably like mm-hmm. my favorite word.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's kind of why I love hip-hop, because it's like it's an African proverb that repetition is the mother of knowledge. So if I keep saying something over and
yeah.
over, I'm like embraining it. Like, we gonna be all right. I'm good. I'm straight.
Absolutely.
Just need to chill.
Absolutely.
Like, you know, absolutely. Like it's like my higher self is talking to me. Like, we gonna get through this.
Absolutely.
Take a step back.
Absolutely.
You know? And so I try to teach the youth wherever I do these things that, like, just affirm yourself. Like, you are who you are. Just be genuine and authentic.
Words are powerful. It's biblical.
They are.
It's biblical. They have the power to
yeah.
kill. They have the power to
heal. Yeah.
And or bring life.
Right.
You know.
And then walking meditation, journaling. And then I've been getting real into touch. So like if I'm having a hard day or something, I just hug my son.
I love hugs.
I do
like,
too. I'm a hugger.
Like, yeah. And Malik, Mark, he older. He ain't really into that. He think it's gross. But
yeah.
My baby boy, you know.
He embraces it.
Yeah, he embraces it. And then my aunt taught me hug with the heart. So it's a whole energy transfer
yes,
thing.
Yes, yes,
yeah.
yes. And it's there is research that has been shown that, you know, physical touch and hugs are healing.
Fuck yeah.
You know, and beneficial to safety and security and, mm-hmm. and all of those things that
it's a trusting
promote yeah, absolutely.
Atmosphere.
Absolutely.
Like when if I can touch you,
mm-hmm.
then I trust you. You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like if somebody unknown just bump you, you're gonna be
Mm-hmm.
But if you let somebody come into your space, mm-hmm. it's like a trusting
yeah.
opening your doors to them.
Absolutely.
So when you say energy transfer, I definitely agree with that.
I agree too.
And I love hugs. Like I've always been like that. Because like words for me is a thing. Like that's my love language.
Mine too. Hey girl. That's mine. No, seriously.
Words are a thing
words
for me.
Words
I love
it.
Because I'm a vulnerable person. Like I'm very open.
Mm-hmm.
So with that, touching and telling me something,
absolutely,
I will be like a key in a candy store if you mm-hmm. just do that mm-hmm. for me. Right. I don't need anything else. If you just tell me that I'm gonna be fine, and if you just touch me like I'm gonna be fine, absolutely. Or treat me like that, then that's really all I need. I can really like move with that. Like that's the type of person I've always been, and I feel like I think that's why my boyfriend liked me so much mm-hmm. because I say it, but I'm really good with like loving. I can really love somebody really good.
Yeah, same.
And I think
I own that.
He
shit.
Loved that. I think he loved that.
Same. And that's how we are too. Yeah. You know, me and Micah, I'm very intentional. There's that word again mm-hmm. about speaking to the king in him.
That's I love that.
Very
that's
intentional it. About it. Very and to the point where now he's like queen this, queen that, queen, yeah, queen, yeah, queen. Yeah. You know, and has shared that no one has ever done that. You know, for him or to him, he's never been called king before. But it's important. You know that is important. That creates that safety.
I think my love language is service, and. Like with my husband, like mm-hmm. food, like I love food. Like,
yeah.
So it's like
you a foodie?
Hell yeah! Like that's I hate that I start sharing it because now I feel like so like if you feed me the right thing,
we should have food. Great.
Like I will melt like and take a nap. Like it's food is healing to me. It's vibrational. But yeah, so like.
Like cooking and cleaning.
Like cooking and
that's right.
I feel like it goes to be, and this talks to like self care. Like how can you mother yourself? And so I was at a workshop and they was just talking about touching yourself. Mm-hmm. And it's certain things you can touch on your body, like your arm, rubbing your hands together, breathing, and these are like tactics mm-hmm. to. Initiate your senses is to I'm here, I'm right here, I'm grounded, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And so, and this is what I try to teach my son, like how you can, you know, mother yourself, how you can take care of yourself,
and it's about
that stoplight.
Absolutely, it's about you know, I'm hearing you say touching yourself, and mm-hmm. we're not necessarily referring to a sexual way, even though that's okay too,
right?
But touching yourself, you know, learning how to love yourself, it's all a part of just learning who you are. And how can you just be if you don't even know who you are to right. just be?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that is important. I think it's important. That's another way to alleviate anxiety mm-hmm. is to find out who you are.
Yeah.
You know, do some soul searching. Love on yourself. For me, in my journey, and my journey is still going, I don't mm-hmm. think that we ever master it. We're constantly learning and evolving.
I'm going to get a slice of that pizza.
Girl, you can have it.
It's over there. You're talking about food.
No, but I think that, you know, for me, in my journey, one of the ways that I began to start learning myself was mm-hmm. going back to the drawing board, going back to that inner child, learning about
amazing
those traumas and different things that I've experienced so that now I can love on those parts that need to be loved on mm-hmm. and heal those parts, do the things necessary, you know, right. be gentle with myself
mm-hmm. And sing, because you sing.
I
you didn't mention it.
How did we know that? In the shower. It was my boyfriend says that I don't know if he's in here, but he says that I can sing.
Singing?
I can sing a little
song. Yeah. You wanna not now though, right?
I'm getting over a cold.
Okay. I ain't gonna put you on a spot.
I'm getting over a little cold. I might have to do a little song when the mic goes off.
Okay. Hey, my sons know, like, I would sing, I would rap, I got a drum. Mm-hmm. If I feel the spirit, I'm finna get this energy
I
out.
I love it. I love it.
All right, like, poetry, I just gotta get it out.
You have to. Those are coping mechanisms.
Right, mm-hmm. right. And so, another thing is, my friend be making fun of me, but scented oils, essential oils.
Yes.
Like, I need to smell it.
Yes.
And they, like, balance me.
Yes.
They have some, like, weighted blankets.
Yeah.
So it's like all different talking, like different things.
Absolutely.
As to where we're human.
Absolutely. Right.
Like, we are just human, and we cannot place ourselves in machines and technology and think we can go and go.
Absolutely.
So I'm all with these whole kickbacks and a podcast.
Support groups.
Yeah. Let's get back to, like, being in each other's presence.
Let's heal. Let's fellowship. Let's love me. Let's heal. I'm here with you.
And so... we're going to wrap this up. We really enjoy you guys. I enjoyed you guys. Do y'all want to have any closing remarks?
Well, with me, I would say don't be afraid. I would tell people all the time, like what I talked about earlier when I was saying how we kind of wait till the last minute to, you know, figure out if we have like a mental issue.
Mm-hmm.
And I was saying how I feel like trying different things with like counseling or therapy, maybe once a year, some type of thing, like it can be called like a preventive care, like how we go see our doctor every 2 years or something.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
I think as a Black people, we can kind of incorporate seeing someone once a year.
Absolutely.
Could be, you know, something Absolutely. Like that. I feel like we should do something like that. Don't be afraid to, you know, go see someone, because you can build a rapport with someone, a relationship, find out new things about yourself. I'm really big on that.
Absolutely.
I just feel like, because I was on Twitter today, and this guy had tweeted, he was like, I want to open up to someone, but I don't have anyone to open up
that.
To.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, man, you just don't understand. If
and
you don't
so
have anyone,
feeling that way.
If you don't have anyone to, you know, which is unfortunate, you know, just reach out to like someone professional that, mm-hmm. that you don't know, because mm-hmm. you may open up better with someone you don't know, mm-hmm. because you go in blindsided, they don't know anything about you, mm-hmm. you know, you're not gonna know what you're not gonna predict what they're gonna say to mm-hmm. you or anything, so. That was interesting that I saw that today. I was like, that's so crazy, because I'm sure there are a lot of people out here that feel like they don't have anyone to talk
exactly.
to.
Yeah, that's
you know,
exactly.
and there's professional people out here that you can talk to. You just have to have the initiative to do so. And so I just feel like if you don't have anyone to talk to, you know, find someone in the business that you can talk to or reach out to. I've had people reach out to me personally about certain things, going through, you know, real shit. And so, I mean, it's someone out there for you.
Absolutely.
Even though it's not family or friends, you know, it's a stranger. So,
mm-hmm.
yeah, that's my take on, you know, this episode. So,
yeah. I would close and say therapy is good. It's a beautiful thing. Everyone, in my opinion, should have a therapist. Therapists have therapists. I think that...
Snap on that.
Okay? I think that just allowing yourself to just be... I'm talking to myself right now, too. Let me talk to myself real quick.
With the eyes closed.
With the eyes closed, plenty. Just allow yourself to be. Give yourself permission. If you're going to beat yourself with a feather. Be gentle Ooh. On yourself. And all in all, we all just trying to get through this thing called life. Don't let social media fool you and make you think that, you know, the grass is greener, or that this person, you know, in this relationship, in this nice house with this nice car doesn't have issues or problems. You have no idea what they had to go through, or what they've experienced, or what they've lost or given up to get there. So just be gentle with yourself.
I received that from both of you. I felt that. That was really amazing. I think I'll close on just an affirmation. I am enough.
Yes.
Yeah, yes. I am enough. And I also want to, like, with people, like, we talking about therapy and mental health, it's kind of still new. It doesn't look one way. It isn't just, like, sitting on a couch talking to somebody with a notebook and a pencil and some glasses with plants and shit.
Exactly.
Like,
we got to change the narrative.
Like, real talk.
It's not a one, yeah.
So it's like...
This is therapy.
Thank you.
This is therapy.
Thank you.
Thank you, ladies, for giving me my daily dose of therapy.
You feel me? And so, like, in social work, I'm going into different people's homes, and I'm talking to different people from all different backgrounds. And what I'm finding out is that they just really want somebody that they can, like, trust and that cares.
Everybody does.
Right.
Everybody.
So, if it's, like, I'm talking to a little youngin', if he in a studio, that's his therapy.
Yes.
If he in a court, that's his, if she jumping rope,
yes,
like, it's whatever that you doing to transfer that energy that brings you joy. Mm-hmm. Like, just do that.
I like that.
And if you ain't got money for a therapist, you know, love on yourself. Like, get an extra hour in, call in off, and be intentional about what you want to do with your time.
Mental health day.
Take a day. And I'm gonna tell y'all this real quick because I know we're wrapping up, but that is something that I am working on as well, especially through Sociology Care Company. I think that more schools and more of the workplace, they need
you was just talking about that,
mental health days. It's imperative. It's very important. So I definitely want to push the agenda for that.
I think a mental health day should also incorporate with the social media.
I agree.
Like, shut it down.
I think it. I like that.
I definitely like that.
I think
that should be a thing.
Ching, ching, ching.
I like that.
Excuse me. That's. I like that. Mental health day, like you just off that joint, just off that shit.
All day.
I like
just
that.
Just one day.
Whether you painting, singing, or going out in nature.
Yeah. Absolutely. I like that.
I think we need to set that up somehow, some way. Thank y'all again for joining us. Again, you can follow Lola. What's your handle?
The Don Lola.
The Don.
The Don Lola. The Don Dada. But yeah, the Don Lola.
And when is the next anxiety group?
That is actually in the works. So we don't have a date set for the next support group session just yet. It will be in the new year.
But okay.
If you do want to stay in contact with us, follow us. Or just, you know, connect with us. We can be reached at blackwomenwithanxiety@gmail.com.
blackwomenwithanxiety@gmail.com. Is it an IG, Facebook?
Everything is in the works. Yeah.
So please follow Lola so you guys can keep up with that. What was the turnout?
Oh my goodness, it was beautiful.
Yeah.
We wanted it to be intimate.
Right, I loved it.
But we didn't want to really turn people away either, right? Mm-hmm. So that's a fine line that we were walking. And so we had opened it up to 50 people. But the RSVPs surpassed that. Right, and so we had to shut down the Eventbrite, and so it was a big turnout.
Sold out, for sure. And that lets you know the demand is there.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is it any literature or anything that people can follow up on?
Oh, goodness gracious, yes. And I don't know it offhand. My partner in crime in this.
We can add it.
Yeah, okay. I'll send it because Alana actually is the one that has all the good literature. She's been sending me things as well. Podcasts. I was just referred to the NAP, ministry.
Oh.
The NAP ministry. Like, check them out. Mm-hmm. And yeah, I'll send you guys some more.
Black Girls Therapy.
I got a lot of different, like, just podcasts resources and books. But I'll send it to you guys for sure because I'm getting them poured on me
right now.
I'm learning about them. So
I think the literature that saved me and Lauren London has spoke on this was Queen of Fools.
Yes, yeah. That's a great one.
Sacred woman, yep. Heal thyself. Yep. So just kind of like putting some nuggets in there if you guys want to like read some literature. Shout out to Lauren London, man. Like, her evolution is just beautiful.
Yeah.
Thank you guys again. Hip Girls Podcast. We out. Make sure y'all follow Lola in the movement. Peace. So tell us about your DJing and how you want to like expand that into like mental health.
Yeah. So like I said earlier, pretty much all of my, just everything I have my hands in, I want it to be interconnected. Mm-hmm. And so my DJing, obviously, you know, is involved in that. And so I am creating what is called mental music. Music meant to make you move and improve your mood. So essentially, hey, it'll be mixes. Mm-hmm. You can find them on SoundCloud or my website once that's up. Mm-hmm. And if you just, you know, if you want to dance, there'll be some for that. If you are not feeling the greatest and you want, you know, a mood booster, there'll be mixes for that. You know, just different things.
Like playlist that. Joints?
Mm, kind of, sort of, yeah, but mixed together.
Mixed.
You know, you ever turn on the radio and it's just like a fire mix on? Mm-hmm. It'll be something like that. You want something motivational or uplifting, it'll be mixes, you know, catered towards that. So yeah, check that out.
What's your favorite hip hop album?
Oh my gosh, it's always hard. I am a DJ.
Well, not your, okay. So, like I told you, B gets me going, and Kanye West, Late Registration.
B.
Kanye. Oh.
Yeah. Definitely Kanye West, Late Registration. Like anything early Kanye, Graduation.
Oh,
College
graduation.
Dropout.
Kanye, yeah.
Like all of those.
Graduation.
From Kanye.
Graduation. Absolutely. Absolutely. All of Kanye. So don't kill me, whoever hears this, but I'm not a big Jay-Z fan.
Okay.
I'm not a big Jay-Z fan. However, I do like some of his, you know, earlier work.
Mm-hmm.
And if you go back and you really, I mean, the man is, he's a lyricist. He drops gems.
He's a poet for sure.
He's a poet.
For sure.
He's a poet and he speaks some real stuff. So, you know, just I'm more so it's the artist.
I need you to pick an album.
I can't
pick an album. What album did you pick? You said
for my best hip hop album.
Like your favorite, like not best. Let's just say favorite. Like an album.
Like if I'm on a mixtape hit. Okay.
I think yours is Wayne. I know yours is Wayne.
Wayne.
It's Carter Two. I knew it. I knew it was Carter Two.
This is hard. And I'm a mixtape.
Cause you're Wayne. Okay, so.
So like I like No Ceilings. That's my. Everything. I love Kanye 808s and Heartbreak. Totally deviated from everything.
Yeah, that was true.
Like we listened favorite. To that in the living room. I think it came out in the Christmas time.
Yes.
I think that was his most artistic album.
I remember my grandma's living room.
Oh my goodness. I was in college. What, 1920 in college?
That was like a tight album. It was very artistic.
Roll the blunt. Lay on the bed.
Yeah.
Chill out. You know, vibe out. It was awesome. Early K-Dot.
Mm. Yeah.
You Ooh. Know, early. What, Section 80?
Yeah. Ooh.
My joint.
You know what? Let me take that back. I got Common B, but then I got J. Cole.
J. Cole?
Forest Hill. Hold on.
No, before even that.
Oh, his mixtapes was fire.
That's what I'm saying. I'm a huge mixtape.
But Forest Hill, I mean.
Forest Hill's Drive.
That's a classic album. You don't think that's a classic album?
It's a classic album. But my favorite project from him, like project, is Friday Night Lights.
Oh man.
That's what I'm saying.
That nigga, hey, that's
or
what
even
I
even Drake. You got Drake, you got what's the album Up All Night was on? Fireworks.
His first album.
That's the very first album.
What was Drake's
a good album?
It was a
though.
Great album.
I like Take Care.
I think Take Care slept on that album, honestly.
That's what I'm saying.
That's his top three albums. I'm not even
That's
kidding.
What I'm saying.
Like, you can really play that all the way through.
You can play that.
You can definitely mm-hmm. play that all the way through.
You can play all the Wayne sure. albums and mixtapes. Like, you got Money on My Mind. And you got
hey, I was listening to My Leather So Soft.
My Leather So Soft.
That's my favorite video.
I got that thing. Bitch, say easy, make it rain. I say, bitch, I ain't God. But I am God.
That shit,
you know, hey. Not. See, he
was like my favorite person to put on Bebo.
The dude hey. Is smart. He's a lyricist, too. I'm so sad.
Wayne Weezy is. He was fire, man. When I was in college, I was a Wayne head. I ain't no fun.
So was I.
But the content got kind of like
diluted.
Yeah.
As time progressed.
Yeah. I think he still got it. I think he just got it to the point that he just don't care. And I kind of think Kanye like that too. He just don't want to admit it.
I don't know.
They still the greats. Jay.
I think he don't care either.
I'm not the Jay.
I just think Kanye.
I think he just whacked out, man.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it's about Wayne. He whacked out to in a different way.
Wait, yes. But it's in the, like, you can't see it. Like, he don't show himself whacked out. Kanye, you see it. You know, it's
they both. Different. I feel like they both do. They just, it's
when
different.
When the last time you seen Lil Wayne in the movie?
We haven't seen
that's
him,
that's what I'm
though.
Saying.
You're right. So, if you're talking about
yeah,
that,
I'm saying he don't show his.
No.
Yeah. But Kanye show his, and that's the difference.
I like think they Kanye, both Kanye's relevant because... I just look who he dating. So they still relevant.
That's
yeah,
true.
He relevant,
that's
but
true.
I don't think he had that.
I got to say this,
probably
too.
Not.
Kanye is... always just been to me a creative and as a,
he's a creative genius.
Yeah, as a creative genius, you know, whether it's the shoes, the fashion, the artwork,
the beats there is, you cannot touch a Kanye beat.
He's just cosmic, like he's always gonna be creating some dope shit. And you can't, I can't even compare Lil Wayne to Kanye.
I gotta throw this in here, Lupe Fiasco the Cool.
Oh my god, how did I forget about Lupe?
Lupe Fiasco the Cool. I gotta throw Kid Cudi in there. Oh my gosh, Man on the Moon.
Mm-hmm.
Legend of Mr. Rainer. I mean, this is all. I think it was that XXL magazine edition. It was 10 years ago.
Uh huh.
So 20. Was it? Would it have been 2010?
With Cudi?
Cudi, Wiz. Schoolboy Q, Freddie Gibbs, like just all of them.
Yeah, I've been on like right now. I like Joey Badass.
Okay.
I like Jid. I like Dreamville.
Love Jid.
Jid is fucking amazing.
Love Jid. You ever heard Never?
Oh yeah. His cadences is
yeah, that's what it is.
And the cadences is crazy. Yeah,
crazy.
So
crazy.
This like with me, I can get lost in an album. Like I time travel. Like that's music therapy for me. It's like me and my brother, we be freestyling. We just pick on a beat, and it's just like we legit time travel, lose
yes.
time,
yes. Perception of time,
and everything,
reality, everything, same. That's music for me.
That's music, right?
That.
Are you a DJ?
That's, yeah.
All right, I wrote a book, Hip Hop Save My Life.
You feel me?
Right.
You feel me?
So it's like, I realized that's a safe space.
Absolutely.
Like, and it's music. So I think to kind of bring it back, it's super important what you're doing with the music, mental health.
Mm-hmm.
Please keep me updated on that.
I will.
And
I
have shared a quote, like, people need more Sade in their life. Like,
yeah.
I feel like I feel like you can diagnose musicians, like, cause it is a thing. Music therapy is a thing.
Yeah.
People go to school for that.
Yeah.
And so I feel like
the Lauryn Hills. Even though they said Lauryn Hill kind of went off on the deep end, but like her music, it was
she talked to you with love and truth.
And she talked to the kings and the queens.
I feel like if Betty Shabazz was a rapper, it'd be Lauryn Hill. But I mean, I feel like
or Mama Auntie Jill.
Oh,
Jill.
She coming to St. Louis.
I heard.
Do you know Ari Lennox?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I've been playing her. Like I know people on Summer Walker. She a goodie, but Ari Lennox, like her voice.
She's bomb. You heard of Snow Allegra?
Oh man, she a killer.
I like all the new girls.
Yeah.
Real, honestly.
I feel like that's hip hop in a whole nother way because they be talking they shit, but it's soothing.
Yeah.
It's subtle.
like
what's her name? Snow Allegra?
Snow Allegra. She had Doja Cat.
I like her.
Oh, yeah. Her
like
beats.
Her.
Who make her beats?
I don't know.
What's Malia?
I don't know her.
I don't know who that is yet.
She's
I don't know her. Right, yeah.
She
good.
She R&B. We hip-hop. Nice. Zoe R&B queen.
Oh, okay.
That's
my boo.
The
R&B. Yeah, he's hip-hop and he'll fuck with some
R&B. Yeah,
or
just
like
a
vibe.
I think R&B coming back for sure, though. Oh, we, what's the dude name? Callie, the Callie cat.
Khalid?
No. Sir.
Oh yeah.
And his brother,
yeah.
Like
PJ Morton.
Yeah.
The
Vision.
PJ Morton. That's a whole new wave, and it makes me feel like I'm getting old because I'm like, oh my goodness, this is the new. This
yeah.
Is the new.
Mm-hmm. I love the direction that music is going into,
mm-hmm.
like.
I feel like it definitely with technology, like everybody have a platform and share.
And the direction music is going into, you really cannot categorize it anymore.
Oh,
like it's not really, it used to be concrete genres, and now it's everything is really overlapping.
Interlapping.
Like, is it R&B? Is it pop? Is it right. Is it got some beats? Is it neo soul? It's a little bit of everything, which is nice, you know.
We had a road trip. We had
to
look.
That's the only way you're gonna create a new sound.
That's what they're doing.
It's all about new sounds.
That's literally what they're doing.
Yeah.
Who created a whole new sound? I want to, like, if
I feel gonna... Kanye is that kind of person.
Oh yeah, for sure.
He's a creative genius.
I'm talking about recently, right? Though.
Like a new sound.
Like a sound, like a whole new sound.
I think that like Bryson Tiller was the one who kind of pioneered that whole
one party next door. Rap. Party Next Door was doing it before,
yeah.
Though, right?
It's a debate, though, that somebody...
I don't know.
I love Party Next Door.
I want to give it to Party.
P&D and
I kind of would give it to Kid Cudi, too, though.
Cudi? But then if you do that, you got to give it to Kanye.
But P&D brought in a, like, trap soul.
That's a trap soul.
That's that trap soul. P&D did that. Like you listen to his old, forgot about that. Mark, Mark, love him. He like this.
That's my favorite artist.
Got the Weeknd.
He loved it.
I was
like, you're the thuggest, most hardest.
Do y'all remember Thursday?
Yeah.
That
album? Yeah. The Weeknd.
I was just listening to that yesterday.
I will honestly say, I might have to give it to the Weeknd.
For trap soul. Yeah. What about Tory Lanez, though?
No.
He came after, though.
The Weeknd was out before all of them, even P&D.
P&D and The Weeknd around the same, I feel like.
They are. I think they are.
The same.
P&D was early, though.
Though, because I will only say that because I remember when The Weeknd first hit the hit.
But you know what? She
Party
right.
Party Next Door didn't really come out then because we was, like, I remember we were all talking about The Weeknd, because we just kept hearing it.
Because you want, right. he want show his face
right.
For a minute.
Right. And I was like, who the fuck is this?
Right.
Yeah.
It's like ethereal. Like you like in the cosmos on his
high.
Hell yeah.
So
black. Damn. Black. Black. Is it?
Yeah. Oh, the six. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
What word, he spelled word, it with. It. Like I feel like he hopped
like
on it.
Too.
That
trap song.
Where you just super transparent and I love that shit. Man.
I used to love, and I used to, a couple years ago, I used to write for this music blog. And I did a review on him. I went to his concert and I heard, and he had just dropped a new mixtape,
mm-hmm.
Travis Scott, when he first came out, though.
Oh, I forgot. Yeah, he got a different
when he
sound.
Came out,
when he first came
out. When he first came out, he was really good. Like,
oh my God. And it's
so I still like Travis Scott.
Travis
though.
Scott, I want to say, is a Kanye artist or a Cudi artist. So it's Kanye, Cudi, and I want to say Travis Scott is up under them.
Yes.
Right?
Mm-hmm, for sure.
But it's that sound. They all got it's real. It, and that's what I wrote about. It was like the deep undertones.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
it's the what it is. It's the layers.
It's the layers.
It's the different,
yes.
Like when they producing it, they putting different layers on it, and so it's really like an orgasm. Like damn, like
I heard
all these different.
I'm here for that.
You got the 808. You got the flute.
Got all of it
you got all this, and it blends so well. So
yeah.
I be talking to my brother. I be like, man, that's we gotta kind of get on it locally. Locally. I mean, we can talk about Shamino. Did you go to the concert?
I didn't, but I've gone to other crib misses.
Yeah.
I went to...
Because he created a whole new sound, and people say it's art rap.
Yes, he has created a whole new sound. I would still put him in that category, though, of that kind of... In that trap soul-ish, and that art rap. Like, I would put him in that lane. I would put him with them.
I don't get that.
He is a rapper. He's totally a rapper. I would put him with like a Chance the Rapper.
Yeah, right.
Totally
right,
would put
right,
him with him.
Right.
I went to the second one. I went to one. I think it was either the first or second one. It was at the old Rock House a couple years ago. And then I went to the first one he had at the pageant last year.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't go this year though, which I'm pissed about because they brought my nigga
Nelly
out.
They brought Nelly out.
I'm like, nigga, wait, have we ever even had a Nelly concert?
Right.
Wait a second.
That shit was crazy.
Yeah, so I saw it. It looked real lit.
He put on. I heard he put on for the city.
It looked like he did. So big ups to him.
Yeah,
he's doing big, big things. Big, big things. It's crazy though. I think that, you know, it's a lot of people from the city that are doing big things, and we don't even realize it. Mm-hmm. It's silent. So we got Smino.
Mm-hmm.
We got OG Nelly. We got him, of course. But we got Smino. We got Metro Boomin.
Oh yeah,
Metro Boomin out in Atlanta.
Just dropped that.
He just dropped one.
That weekend song.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, it has worked with everybody, and this is somebody that went to. I don't know if he went to McClure North, but you mm-hmm. know he's from St. Louis.
He from the
and
yeah, Metro.
And then you got Chase the Money. Y'all know him, producer.
Yeah. Yep.
He just got signed to Sony.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I follow
Sony nothing. Music. And so these are like St. Louis people that's doing their thing. Like big yeah. time doing their thing.
So, like, just to kind of like close, we are music lovers.
Total music
heads. Music connoisseurs. Yeah, yeah.
It's healing.
It is healing. And I think that balance is key.
Mm-hmm.
Like that balance. Like mm-hmm. I be telling people, like, if you got like your music library should look like, you know, like your library with books. Like it should
yes.
be every.
Yes.
What are you in the mood for?
Yes.
Right.
Very that's eclectic. Me.
Like I just started listening to. What's
that's me. I'm like, what am I in the mood for?
That's why you just hit shuffle.
I don't never hit shuffle.
See if your phone know you.
I do that with my Google. My Google thing. Like,
he says
play
if
whatever.
Your phone know you.
Like yeah, play
Google
whatever.
Thing.
Like the thing you talk to. I just like
Siri.
Yeah.
Siri.
Or like,
is it Siri?
It's like some Google thing. You just say play music and it'll just play something.
Mm-hmm.
I do that, but when I'm in my car, I have to figure out what I want to listen.
I do.
To.
I have. Some. I'm a song killer too. Don't let me find a song that I get lost in. I will play it over and over.
I've been listening to Travis Scott like that.
I do that with Kehlani a lot.
I can see that.
I can't listen to her no more.
I love her.
She lost
love
me.
Her voice.
I used to be into her, but she lost.
That shit so far.
Her like, music or her as a person?
Everything. I just love her.
Yeah.
I didn't realize I loved her until she dropped this one song.
Like she
and I'm like, damn, she be killing her shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like everything she say, I listen to everything she say.
Have you heard her rap
like,
over Preach? When she
she
covered this shit.
She kills it.
I'm like, what the fuck?
She
Let me play it over again.
That song was her.
Did you hear the song when she covered Preach? When she rapped, she was spitting.
Oh, I'm going
to
have to listen to
that.
You talking about
Lil Dolph? Nah, Young Nigga Preach. And, like, she did a cover song.
I haven't heard
she
that.
She killed that. Like, I was like,
but
damn.
Everything she
her
did
on
I just love it.
On that Khalid song. What is the song?
She got this. She just got so many features on songs. Mm-hmm. Like, one day I just put her on.
I'm going to have to listen
she
to her again.
She, yep, killed it.
She got this song with Aaron song. Lay. Aaron Ray, it's called Change.
Mm-hmm. I can't think of the Khalid song. So now, see,
Khalid. Oh, yeah, okay, yeah.
I'll go all the way to the end just to hear the part where she.
Yes!
I'm like,
dang! her vocals to be so
it's
crazy.
Everything. My favorite,
I love her.
Hands down, Kehlani song is Gangsta. That song
I just
that was
love
in
everything. Like, she's my first. She's gonna drop some music though. I can't wait because I just.
Okay, can I say something? Can we make a playlist?
Oh yes.
Can we feature?
Yes.
Cause y'all like.
Yes.
Y'all got me wanting like get into y'all like y'all zone.
Yes.
Like we can contribute.
Yes.
And make like a fucking like.
Let's yes.
It'll be like a healing playlist.
Let's do this.
Cause she on hers.
Yes,
I feel like that about Solange.
That's
like how you feel about her.
She's another one.
I feel yeah.
She's another.
I kind of want her to.
She
be,
just. Free.
I want her to.
Oh, she experimental
more,
sound.
Yeah, she is very much so.
Experimental.
Very much so. Very much so.
And people say
she's
they
so
don't like her album.
I want her to do. Yeah. I want to do a collab with Beyonce so bad though.
Oh, that'd be fire.
I don't see that coming.
I
want
think
they
that
do
though.
That purposely, like.
Separating
that'll be so
church
fire
and state.
To me though
that could be bomb but then again you know we didn't think that everybody was waiting for Jay and her to collab and eventually they did the
her and Solange like
yeah.
in a like a New Orleans whole vibe
mm.
in Houston
what
vibe?
Is that singer Day his name is Day he from New Orleans he got a song called Rosamo
That's my favorite guy right now. Lucky Day.
Lucky Day.
That's my favorite guy right now.
So I'm real big on NPR small desk. I mean concerts. Mm-hmm. Who's not? Mm-hmm. So like my Saturdays would compromise of like my TV, my kids. They know what I'm on. Lighting a candle and I watch these concerts.
I love it.
And they like
self-care.
You feel me? So I watched his small concert. I'm like,
he's amazing.
His vocals is crazy.
Okay, I got chills right now. So when y'all leave,
Lucky Day to me is the
NPR.
New Frank Ocean.
He got pipes.
Oh, Frank Ocean. We just forgot like about him.
Because he retired.
He created a sound.
Did he retire?
Yes.
He created a sound.
My loves, we need to create a playlist.
Okay.
Please and thank you.
Like, definitely create
this. This is done.
So we don't create.
That's what Lucky Day remind me of.
Oh, I like.
I feel like we're going to make
Rihanna, they say Rihanna coming out with a new reggae album, which I'm so
You think so? Or some lingerie? Rihanna is not fucking around.
I think people got on Rihanna too late. They missed out.
Oh, Rihanna is everything.
I just think people got on her too late.
I can see that.
And now they're looking for her and it's like, well, she made like she made 8 albums already. Mm-hmm. You kind of jumped on her too late and she like already manifested, you know, a different income. So she's gonna come back. But I feel like everybody jumped on her so late and they want her music.
Yeah.
And it's like, well, you kind of missed out. She
go catch up.
You gotta go find her old music first and then you can't, because you're not gonna, I feel like people are looking for a certain type of music from her, but you gotta go back to her old stuff to really like know who she is. So I'm just like, y'all not gonna get an album too soon. Like, she did the music, she busted 8 albums out already.
Right.
Yeah. Like,
right.
She on a different way.
Are you in the Navy too, right?
I'm
she in the Navy. So
Are you sure you're not a Pisces? Because everything you've been talking today is all Pisces.
I like Pisces.
Is that your rising? It's probably her. Did you check that out?
My rising is
which is so funny. You're the complete opposite. You're Leo.
My rising is a Libra. My moon is a Gemini.
But the Libra is the scales, right?
The Libra balances.
And that's Pisces is y'all going separate directions. The fish.
It's the complete opposite.
Right, it is.
But yeah, I
was trying to make
it. We are indecisive creatures. Pisces.
Mm-hmm. Erykah Badu or Pisces?
All the greats. Erykah Badu.
Who else?
Chinee Aiko.
Rihanna. How did we forget about her sound?
How the hell did we forget about her?
She put you in a fucking trance. I cannot listen to her and drive. Because I would like...
Really?
It's like she put a spell on you. So we going to make y'all this playlist. We just had to like let you guys know some of our favorite healing sounds. We hope y'all enjoyed this episode. We out. So, we have a bonus for you guys because DJ Lola is a DJ and she loves music and she loves hip-hop, just like Zoe and I. So, we had a heated discussion and debate about the best hip-hop albums, the genre of hip-hop, and new sound, tech hip-hop. And we also talked about Kanye West, The Rise and the Fall. I think everybody who loves hip-hop and music ends up talking about Kanye West. It's just kind of inevitable. But most importantly, Lola is doing mental health, like a mental health music campaign, which I think is genius. And so we talked a little bit about that, like how music aids healing. So check out the bonus clip. Peace.
Yay!